Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. Your host, Mr. Jono Petrohilos, currently generates over $1 million a year selling his online courses. And now he teaches you how to do the same. Along with listening to our podcast, make sure to join the Course Creator Community Facebook group. It's one of the largest and most engaged Facebook groups in the space. You'll find the link in the show notes. Anyway, let's get to today's show.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. I'm your host, Jono, and I am super excited because we have an absolute rock star on the line this week. Now, I know I say that about every guest every week, but this person is an actual rock star. Little bit about this person. She's just recently founded or started her art membership, which we'll speak about, the High Vibe Badass Tribe for female artists and creative entrepreneurs looking for a sisterhood type vibe to collaborate, learn online business tactics, audience growth, a whole heap of good stuff in there. And her founding membership, she got 147 members in there. And I believe she's got even more than that in that now, which is great. You know, I mean, that's a great thing for anyone to do, but Jess also has quite a powerful story that she's going to share with us today. So without further ado, let me introduce the one and only Jess Hughes. Jess, how are you?
I am great today. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really excited to talk to everybody here listening.
Awesome. I'm excited to have you on. For the listeners, I connected with Jess. I saw she made a post in a Facebook group. This is like, hey, you know, I'm so excited. Launch this membership. Here are the results. I'm like, okay, I got to be friends with this person, you know, reached out. And then we're just speaking just before as well. And I got to learn a little bit more about Jess. And it's quite a powerful story. So Jess, I'm going to hand it over to you from here. Start wherever you feel is appropriate to start. And I'm just going to let you share your story for the next kind of 35, 45 minutes. And I'll jump in if I see an opportunity. But if not, over to you.
Thank you. Absolutely. I'm really excited to be on tonight. And I help artists, mainly female artists and creative entrepreneurs, with visibility mindset and how to be more visible online, because it has been such a powerful way for me to begin a business and run a business, both in selling more art and also in starting my courses and memberships. But it didn't start that long ago. This was really only 18 months ago was when I decided to take the giant leap with no safety net, no savings, no startup money, no nothing. And it was because a couple of years prior to that, my life had really burned to the ground as I knew it. And I am now a single mother of 7 children. And I'm also in recovery from addiction and, you know, a lot of trauma, like many of us do, and many people don't talk about it, but that has been really, really kind of my rebirth in reshuffling the priorities of what matters and what doesn't in life. And I found that standing in my truth as authentic me, creating art that was radically honest and authentic, that connected with people, has been absolutely unbelievable. This is actually my 4th company, and the 3 prior companies were really, they were all creative in nature, but it was like I was hiding behind a front of, you know, I was hiding behind children's art. I was doing that for a while, or art licensing or teaching, but very rarely, because I am a recovering perfectionist and a recovering people pleaser too, I really cared tremendously what people thought. And, you know, so integrity of what I say I do and what I actually do in the world is how I sleep free and clear at night. It's important to my recovery. And so this started in September 2020, when I realized, you know, we're all in the middle of COVID. I realized that my dream of having a teaching studio again, I really had to pivot, and I just started painting. You know, I really had to cope with the fear and the anxiety that all of COVID triggered with everybody. And I started really painting abstracts from my heart for the first time in my life. And that was, you know, probably 6 months prior. And I decided to just leap in full faith and trust, like, if the universe wants me and I am in alignment with following my passion, my dreams, you know, we'll just go all in. So I quit my part-time job September 2020 and started painting. And I started telling my story little bit by little bit by little bit, just what I was going through, what it was like being an entrepreneur, what it was like being an artist, and the stories that I was sharing. Because I was on this emotional journey with my work, my paintings, people started connecting with facets of who I was, and my paintings started selling rapidly. And I realized people buy us. They really, especially now more than ever, people buy the creator, the entrepreneur, the artist, and they do it based on connections. So I ended up getting into mainstream media 3 months in after I'd sold every painting off my easel. And I didn't think I had it to get in the media. And it was really a courage thing. Do I have the guts to be visible that way in a broader way? And so it was accidentally falling into organically growing an audience. And it was very different than slaving away on Instagram one hashtag at a time. So I was asked to do a podcast interview about my story, about my recovery and my art. And that led to another. And by the end of that month, I was booked out with 17 podcasts. And wow. 4 months later, after being on all the podcasts, the TV, regional TV, all of this media coverage that I had around my art and my story, I realized that I talk a lot about the therapeutic qualities of creating with your hands. And I thought, you know, it's really just me out here. What if I taught other artists, most of us who are introverted, how to tell their stories, how to be more visible, how to even just change our profile pictures to a photograph of our faces because people connect with our faces. And that led into the creation of my first digital course / coaching program. And then a year later, I did what I've been wanting to do this whole year, which was create a membership. And that's where you and I met through a workshop in a Facebook group. And we were challenged to do a founding members launch. You know, just go out there and do a social media post, cast your idea, cast your vision, and say, if you're interested, you know, drop a comment below. And so that's what I did. You know, I thought I've really got to practice what I preach, and this is an idea. And how long do we, you know, sometimes spend planning and perfecting before people actually launch something? So I leapt in with both feet again, and I had a huge response.
Now, I just want to take a minute and let everyone know, if you're a course creator, you've already got a course and it's not quite selling, or if you're still in the process of putting your course together, at the Course Creator Community, we actually have a VIP group coaching program. It's the best program of its kind and the most affordable as well. So if you'd like some extra help and guidance in either putting your course together or selling your online course, I recommend joining the Course Creator Community VIP program. I'll put the links down in the show notes.
And the idea for the membership was really about everything that artists need to understand about art business online, specifically how much opportunity there is to sell our art if we can step into greater visibility, which ultimately comes down to how much are we willing to share about our authentic selves and our stories and show our face. And I created a virtual art show training recently, and that was the second time I've opened the doors for the membership. So the membership is now at 220 people and 220 badass women who are doing the thing. They are leaping out there, you know, doing it afraid, doing it scared to be visible. They're connecting with their audiences. They're getting the results. You know, they're at one woman sell 27 paintings in a live art show recently, and another 17, and another, you know, it's just really incredible to watch these women band together and know that they're stepping into the uncomfortable unknown, doing it afraid doing it without having it all perfectly planned out, but being willing to experience the discomfort of putting ourselves out there in the world, which is what we have to do to make money. We don't have a business if we don't have revenue coming in. And so it's been an incredible 18 months of my own learning and transformation, and then turning around and teaching other artists and creative entrepreneurs, not just how to get into mainstream media, but now in the membership, how to just have a bigger online presence. And not just that, but to connect with their audience in a meaningful way where they're actually able to sell more art or sell their memberships. Or I had one woman who had an idea for a course and was sitting on it for months, probably the last 6 months, I think she said, and she just launched it in a Facebook group. And I'm trying to break it down into the simplest way to just step into courage, and the solutions do appear.
Love it. Keep going.
Yeah. So that's like that in a nutshell. And if you have any, questions about any of it in more detail, I'm happy to share any of it, because
I want to dive in.
My goal is really, when I learned that it's about serving other people, serving other people, uplifting other people, helping give the mindset and the skill set to others so that they can succeed is really what it lights me up in a way that I've never experienced before. And that spills out over to my whole life, better relationships with my children, better relationships with people. And it's not about me. It's not about the money. It's about impact. And that's been the gift that keeps giving and giving and giving.
Love it. I want to dive into a few things there. I really want to dive into the membership, what it looks like, that side of things. Before we do, though, I want to touch on some of the earlier things you mentioned. And also, for anyone listening that is in the art space, I'll put all the links down to Jess's social media and her programs below. And if you're interested, you can check those out. Okay, so just a few kind of quick questions with starting off in this space, Jess. You mentioned you were able to sell your art pretty quickly online. Was that social media, Facebook, Instagram, Etsy, other things? How did that that part start? Before you started helping other artists and get on the media, you used social to sell your art, right?
Right. And that's what I'm really teaching now, is that there's so many people telling us we need all these bells and whistles and the perfect website. And I watch a lot of artists create the perfect website. And then the question is traffic. How do we get people to even go there to even sell them something? And what I found was that I had the perfect website. I had kind of built that part-time, the year beforehand, and had like maybe 20 paintings on there, where I was just kind of in early recovery, testing the water. And I had probably 300 people on my Instagram account. And that was September 2020. And what I found was that just connecting, I focused on one platform really for those initial months. And then I really moved it over to Facebook. But I started telling my story
on Instagram to start with, you're saying?
I showed the work. I realized that one of the great things about storytelling, the metaphors. So if you take a print magazine and you open up a print magazine and you look, there are in-depth articles, there's behind the scenes, there's a little bit of selling, there's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And if you look at Instagram profile, and this works for anybody, think of it as your own magazine, pictures of your face, pictures of behind the scenes, not just artwork, painting, which many artists I see, it's just a gallery. And who's the person? I want to know the person behind the art. So when I switched into that strategy, that's kind of how I just opened up. I would post a painting, tell the story. That something, it's just inspiration, how to live life, when life brings you to your knees, and how to live life without numbing out. So much of it is about that. How do we stay in the entrepreneurial game and follow our passions and our dreams without hiding and numbing and self-destructing sometimes? So when I would post the paintings, they, you know, people just connected and they had to have it because they were really connecting with those touch points where we resonate and have shared experiences. And it just really proved that people were buying me. They were buying, you know, the elements of my story that they connected with. Gotcha. And that was pretty powerful. And I found that, you know, really, I'll send you a PayPal link. You like that painting? You know, it can be as simple as get in front of a camera, show your face, tell your story in writing or in speaking, share the art from your heart and send a PayPal link, then ship it. You know, it doesn't have to be so complicated.
Yes, I agree. It's funny. I hear your story and there's elements of that that are similar with my fitness side of things. When I started my first, it was exactly the same. It was like my first digital product was a Microsoft Word document, an ebook, right? Mm-hmm. But it was a Microsoft Word document. And I sold it the exact same way. Hey, I've got this thing. You want it? Hey, here's a PayPal link, you know, sign up via this PayPal link. And then I would, and even though it wasn't online, but still I'd manually email the thing to them because I didn't know about automation and that sort of thing. All right. So to summarize that, sounds like you kind of found your calling there, right? You found a strategy that worked quite well on the sales side of things. And I'm guessing that probably also helped with the marketing side of things. You probably started to get some traction on social media, more people started to follow, they would share it, grows the following, algorithms in your favor. You then mentioned you started to get featured in the media, on podcast. Then I'm guessing the following grew even more and you already had the sales system. Yeah. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking why that would have worked so well for you is you already had the sales system down packed. So it was like, mm-hmm. as you grew your following, you already had the sales system or the funnel to put those people through, which I think is important because a lot of people could do all the stuff and grow their audience, but not necessarily, you know, make the sales. But I think you did that quite well. Right. Let's dive into the membership, Jess. So let's speak about this specifically. I guess question number one is, let's start with what's included. So can you give us a bit of a rundown? If someone signs up for your membership, how much do they pay? What do they kind of get in there? How much work do you do? Let us know that side of things to start with.
Yes, absolutely. I have another high ticket program. What I really wanted to do was create the kind of over delivery of value, create that irresistible offer. You know, it's really about the offer and creating something so good that people would be crazy to say no. And I knew that what I'm working towards, it will eventually be a $97 a month offer. And I launched the founding member at $27 a month. And then the last time I opened it up just a few weeks ago was at $33 a month. So that's the numbers right now. And I brought in, I think, 80 some people with this quick opening that I did. It was only about a week long that I opened and closed again.
Awesome. And what's sort of included in the membership? Let's say there's someone listening to this and they, you know, they're like, oh, I like this woman. You know, I'm thinking of signing up. What are they kind of get?
Yeah. So if they come in through the virtual art show guide that is the free gift that I give out, they will have a chance to get the $997 live art shows, virtual art shows training for free. And then they also get 3 times a month live Zoom Q&As and trainings. So I've done trainings on digital products. I've done a couple trainings on, a lot of it has been centered around the virtual art show training because the membership is still only two months old. That's all. But I wanted to be available for people to ask questions about their businesses, wherever they are. And then they all know that we're in the founding stages of this and that I've had a lot of them say this is like an adventure. We get to be in on the creation of something really incredible for people. So I also love the easy button. So I'm creating email swipe files and Canva templates and just here, take the groundwork that I've already done so you don't have to and just use mine. I really believe in the abundance mindset and that there is so much possibility. There are billions of people. There's millions of clients, you know, potentially. And there are so many people that are really doing beautiful work out here, serving people through their memberships and whatever containers they're doing. So they get the weekly meetings, they get the like the resources, the templates, the planners, stuff like that.
Awesome.
Canva template.
And is there like a dashboard where there's like,
you know, yes. Yeah, I have everything. I had tried Searchy for a little bit and really switched back to Kajabi, which I know and love Kajabi so much because it just, it's beautiful. It's functional. So I use that. I use that to house my other courses. And I thought this is going to work great for the membership.
Awesome. So it's kind of like, let's see if I can summarize it. The end goal is going to be about $97 a month. At the moment, it's about $33 a month. Someone would pay that. They get access to a Kajabi dashboard. There's some trainings on there. There's probably past recordings on there. They also get a weekly live Zoom, did you say, with you doing Q&A and that sort of thing?
Yes.
And then there's also like some templates, some swipe files. Here's a, you know, your email chain, that kind of stuff there.
Right. But, and the other thing, this is, I probably should have led with this. This is the most important part. The community is based on the premise that courage is contagious. And so that Facebook group is the one thing that I'm fierce about, because I'm pretty, you know, sparkles and unicorns and energy and all of that woo, but I am fierce about cultivating and nurturing an atmosphere where it is a place where we rise together, we support each other. If someone's having a rough time of it, you know, their posts just get swarmed with all these other artists who've either been there. It's really kind of a mastermind in the information sharing and the willingness to be transparent about our journeys. It's incredible. So I love my people. And that's another really important thing, is that for anyone thinking about creating a membership of or a course, it's so much easier. The energy is there when you really are connected to the people you're serving.
Question with that, Jess, do you have, so you've got obviously a paid Facebook group where just the members go in. Have you also got a free one as well, or it's just the paid one?
I have a free one as well. And the free one is where I have done all of my free trainings on media visibility and also free trainings around, you know, some of these other online topics that are relevant for artists.
How's that balance? Is it hard balancing both? Do you spend time in both? Is there engagement in both? How does that kind of work?
There's a lot of engagement in both, even though I could, like, we could always do better. I am at that point where I'm scaling and shifting from solopreneur to looking at team, so that I can be more present in the free group as well. It's about 1,300 people in the Grow Your Art Business with Media Visibility and Social Media Marketing for artists. So,
Awesome. All right. Well, that sounds like a pretty cool membership. Run us through the marketing, Jess. What kind of marketing did you do to like marketing and sales, let's say? What marketing and sales did you do to get 147 people in there on day one or week one?
Yes. Well, because it was just an idea that I had no plans of launching a membership anytime soon, because like I said, I'm still a recovering perfectionist that sometimes I get in my own way a lot. And it was just being in the environment, that community where people were being prompted to do something scary. And so I wrote in the chat to hold myself accountable. I will post my results tomorrow on my first post. So I did that initial social media post where it was just the vision casting. Hey, anyone out there? And I've really spent the last year though, growing and cultivating an audience on my Facebook personal, on my business, and on Instagram. I think
that's important, because I think like a lot of people might listen to this and be like, you know, like, oh, that's all well and good. I did the same thing, but didn't, you know, get any sales or many sales or whatever. Well, just spent a year beforehand, you know, growing that, that audience. But sorry, continue.
Right. Yeah, no, and that was really important. And I always say that because I don't ever want to mislead people. Like it's, we have to be intentional about being courageous and doing things still. I'm a little bit of a tech nerd. I'm a little bit of a marketing and sales junkie too. Like, I'm the left brain, right brain artist. I have both. And so I do get really clear about audience building. Intentional audience building is so important. So I had, you know, my Instagram is now, 12,000 people. I have a total of between Facebook, business, personal, and the Facebook groups, it's about 24,000 people now.
Woo! Well done.
Yeah. So in 18 months, that is possible. You know, it really is. And I have not spent money on ads, maybe boosted a couple posts and I'm like, no, nope, not ready for that. Let's wait. And I've just been scrappy about the marketing part of it. I really have hinged everything around if I am visible, if I am, you know, putting myself out there on a very regular basis and not making it about me. Even though I share my story, there's always a takeaway that I know is going to be meaningful or valuable to at least one person out there. You know, that's kind of my thing. I'm willing to be vulnerable because I know one person will need this. It will help them. And again, you know, heart facing outwards, but being willing to show up in the places where my people are. I joined a lot of Facebook groups and just was tried to be a person that if I knew the answer to someone's problem or barrier, I shared it. You know, just there's so many people that feel like there's trade secrets or, you know, in the scarcity of like, I have to keep it all to myself because I've worked so hard. Yes, we work so hard, but it's also there's so much opportunity here in the online space that there's room for everyone to really be successful here. So there's no ceiling to the amount of revenue that can be made.
I agree. Okay. And the sales process, Jess. So was it just a Facebook post or did you run a webinar or was there, you know, some emails going out? What did that kind of look like? All of the above?
So it was Sunday night. I posted that first social media post. I think I posted maybe a total of 7 posts, 3 reels, and I sent out 7 emails was what it was.
And you already had like the landing page, the sales page that was already set up.
Oh, I talk about scrappy, fast paced, put that together in ClickFunnels rapidly. Yeah. I created it like day by day.
Yes.
It was one of the fastest, scrappiest ways of putting together just a very simple landing page. You know, and then I did invite everybody. People love my live events because they're really high energy. And so I decided, okay, I'll do one final, like the night before the cart is going to close on this 1 week adventure, I'll host a Zoom. And so I did that and I converted a lot, probably 3/4 of the people that were on there were from that webinar.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, Jess, that's a really motivational story. Super inspiring. There's a couple questions I always like to finish off with. One of them is around mentors. So you're obviously a mentor for plenty of women out there, plenty of artists out there. I'm curious to hear who your biggest mentors have been in the online business space. If you could answer this in 3 different ways, if you could give us a paid mentor, so someone that you've paid money to, you've done their course or their coaching program, an unpaid mentor, so someone that you haven't paid, but you follow them on social media or listen to their podcast, whatever it may be, and a book, if you're a reader, that you recommend every online entrepreneur should read. So mentors, paid, unpaid, and book.
Okay. The hardest thing for me to do is whittle things down to one.
You can give us a few if you want.
Okay. Colin Boyd, who sells a program called Sell From Stage Academy that teaches you how to speak to sell so that you don't feel sleazy. So it's really about connecting to a signature story. He was really kind of the final piece, his program. That was the one part that I was really nervous about. I know the structure of how I want to launch. This is a year ago when I launched my high ticket program. But you know, I still had a lot to learn. So his program really helped flesh out, what do I say? You know, how do I speak to people in a way that doesn't give away all of the how-to? It really speaks to the transformation. And I ended up joining his elite program and you know, I was with him for a full year, and he's got integrity and really quality stuff. And then unpaid, James Wedmore, I followed him all year because he only opens his program, Business by Design, once a year. And I actually applied to be in his live audience for his last launch just a month ago. And I was chosen to be one of six people. So I flew to Arizona and was part of that and, you know, joined his program, of course. And then Stu McLaren, you know, the master of memberships too. He was great. And then a book. I love StoryBrand. I love Hook Point. I love all of Brené Brown's books on leadership, Dare to Lead. There's so many though, and I'm never good at recall it. You know, I'm so visual. I can see the books, but what are those titles again?
I'll give a cut. So StoryBrand I've read, that's Donald Miller for anyone that's interested. Brené Brown, Dare to Lead. That's another good one there. Do you say Hook Point? I don't think I've read that one. Do you know who the author is?
I don't, because I'm terrible at remembering that. The other really...
Yeah. Sorry, you go.
Oh, and I just lost it.
I shouldn't have interrupted. You said there was another...
No, that's okay.
Well, if it comes up...
Yeah. The Big Leap. That was probably the one. That was the one I could trace back to where I was like, oh, okay. He really talked about your genius zone and your just the different zones. And I realized that I was spending a lot of time in my skill sets that I really could be delegated. And it forced me to kind of look at what is my genius zone and can I raise my thermostat for joy? And there was a lot of amazing content in there. I don't know if you've read that.
I haven't, but I'm getting it on my Amazon wish list now. And am I right, Jess? Hook Point, How to Stand Out in a 3-Second World by Brendan Kane. Is that the one?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome. That's it. Well, that's on my Amazon wish list. And I'm just adding The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, I believe.
I would put that above all of them, probably. It's a quick read. It's really just got great, great content for anyone that really needs to step into greater action and really, you know, identify what is my genius zone? Like what is my purpose here and what can I offer the world?
Awesome. Got them on my shopping list. Jess, that's pretty much all I wanted to cover today. Someone's listening to this and they're like, okay, this woman is awesome. I want to follow her. Where's the best place we can follow you? What's your favorite social media platform at the moment?
Right now, it's really Facebook. My handle on everything is Jessica Hughes Fine Art. I still have done all of this without a website for the digital part of this, you know, talk about scrappy, but we're switching it to jesshughes.co. So all of my links around the membership are jesshughes.co/bananas is the free gift that I love to give out.
Awesome. I'll put those links in the show notes too.
Okay.
Jess, that's pretty much all I wanted to cover. Anything I should have asked you but forgot to, or anything you'd like to finish us off with?
Oh, I guess I'd love to finish off saying that if you are thinking of a membership or a course, I guess don't overthink it. You know, really step into action. I did this with no startup money, you know, single parenting 7 kids in recovery. And I feel like if I've, you know, proven that it can be done, it's really about finding your people, connecting with them. And then you don't have to be that much further ahead to, you know, if you think of where you were a year ago, you know, and just speak to that one person, teach to that one person, how would you structure that? And that's really all you need to get started.
I love it. Awesome. Yeah. All right, Jess, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, course creators, real quick before we get into today's episode, I've got a little favor to ask. As a lot of you are probably aware, one of my goals for this year is to get to massively grow this podcast and get it to be one of the top ranking podcasts in the marketing space. To do that, what really helps is if I can generate as many ratings as reviews as possible from listeners. So if you're a returning listener, if you could take a couple seconds and just give me a quick rating and review on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform you listen to, that would mean the world to me. Anyway, let's get to today's show.